I'm Tony George, and I'm the Ophoclitis with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. In front of me is the only playable contrabass Ophoclide in the world.
That's incredible. There's only one in the world.
No, there are more in the world, but there's only one that's playable. There are three in museums, and they're not as good. They've got holes in, they're 150 years old. This one was made in California by a guy called Rob Stewart, who is a brass instrument maker to all the session guys in Los Angeles. He made this in the 1960s. There were originally two of them that he made, but the other one unfortunately got wrecked in a car crash. So this is the only one left in the world that works really well.
And when would they have been played? They would have been played presumably in the 19th century.
Absolutely. The Birmingham Festival, which is what we're all about here, the Mendelssohn's Elijah was written for the Birmingham Festival in 1846, commissioned in 1833 a contrabass Ophoclide for a French player called Prosper to play. I think that was back in the days when size was everything, and every festival had to have a bigger and better choir and a bigger and better orchestra and a bigger and better organ. So the contrabass was the biggest thing they could find. And so that's what we're doing. We're recreating Mendelssohn's very first performance.
And they kind of went out of fashion, did they? Or why don't we see them anymore?
Well, mostly it's ease of use. I mean, if you look at, it's difficult to see this, obviously on an audio clip, but it's got 11 keys, and I don't know about you, but I've only got 10 fingers. So it's quite difficult to play, whereas a modern tuba has four, maybe five valves, and it's much easier to play.
And how would you describe the sound of it? Because I read somewhere that somebody described it as sounding like a bullock.
Oh, that was George Bernard Shaw. He called it, his nickname for it was the chromatic bullock. But that was towards the end of the 19th century, and he should have known better. I think the great thing about these instruments is they make a unique sound. It's nothing like today's instruments, and it gives us an insight into the sound world that the composers really heard in their heads.
Is it easy to play?
No, it's a complete pig. I mean, it's like patting your head, rubbing your stomach, whilst riding a unicycle through a mud bath.
That easy?
That easy.